as though to say, my belief is perfect, here is the witness. But there is doubt as regards the witnesses. Know that the probity of the witnesses must be established. The means of establishing it is a sincerity. Thou art dependent on that. In the case of the word witness, tis keeping thy word. In the case of the act witness, tis keeping thy covenant.
Yeah, it's a very simple example. He said, you were passing by somewhere, you will see somebody is standing up and doing this, going, bowing and going to that. What does that fellow do? You.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
He's doing a physical act.
You think that he's praying, right?
Maybe.
No. He's a charlatan and he's showing off. Now what? He said, what you do doesn't necessarily go to say what is inside you, because you could cheat. This is the work of this. We are talking about the other side of you who cannot cheat. That believer in you, your heart. Your heart doesn't cheat, but your brain is cheating. So here you should be careful. Which one are you looking at? Yes?
The word witness is rejected if it speaks falsely.
Yeah.
And the act witness is rejected if it does not run straight. Thou must have words and acts that are not self-contradictory in order that thou mayest meet with immediate acceptance.
Exactly. And very simple. He said, listen, what are you saying? You could be lying. What are you doing? You could be cheating. So what? Said, oh no. If whatever you say, you do, this is another case. Because we know you're honest. You say we have to do this and you do it yourself. So honesty is when the word and the act are the same. There is saying and doing in us, because these are two different stuff. Yes?
Your efforts are diverse. You are in contradiction. You are sowing by day and tearing up by night.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are trying something, but it's silly. It's like you saw something daily and nightly, you just tear it apart. This is what cheating is. It is really nonsense. Therefore, yes.
Who then will hearken to testimony that contradicts itself, unless indeed he graciously show a forbearance?
Nobody will listen to you when it's obvious that you're talking about something that you're not doing it yourself. Except that fellow is very kind to you and will waste time to listen to you and your claim to answer to you or something like that. Yes?
Acts and word are the manifestation of the inward thought and hidden mind. Both are divulging the veiled secret. When thy witness has been proved honest, it is accepted. Otherwise, it is kept in detention as a prisoner. O recalcitrant one, so long as thou contendest, they will contend. Lie in wait for them then. Verily, they are lying in wait.
Okay. What was the conclusion? Conclusion was that, listen, you are doing stuff and you're talking about the subjects, right? Here, this is the confusion, this is the trick of animals. And to us, it's nonsense. To us, first of all, whatever you're talking about and thinking, it should be your act. You should do it. Not to tell the others that do this, but I don't do it myself. your deeds. Here he's talking about he's using act and word. In Persian is not that. Is first of all is not Persian, is Arabic. Is fi'l and qawl. Means deeds and I cannot say talking. Qawl is a little bit bigger. Means whatever you declare. Whatever you declare and whatever your manner is, these two should be connected with what? Honesty. Here, cheating doesn't work. It's like me, I'm sick. I go to my doctor. She sends me to lab. I don't take my urine to lab. I take another fellow's urine to lab. Because I want to hide my pride. What's that? So this is stupid. And we do it outside. What is lying? When I'm lying and cheating, I'm trying to convince you to a subject which I don't believe in. And I don't convince myself. This is what cheating is. I know I'm cheating. We're not talking about the stupidity. We're talking about this because we want to put this aside to understand the honesty which is in our heart. Therefore, he explained that, listen, that stuff is happening to us always, day and night. And this testing that I'm saying is not something to do with the exceptional people. In general, whatever you do and whatever you think should be the same, should be connected honestly. You need that honesty. Now, let's go to our story. The fellow is here and he started to cry, you remember. And Prophet talked to him, he said, oh no, I'm blah, 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 blah. Now, let's go to the end of this. Yes.
Al Mustafa, on whom be peace, offered the testimony to his guest. This discourse has no end. Mustafa offered the faith, and the youth accepted that testimony which hath ever been blessed and hath ever loosed the fast-bound chains.
Okay. This is the happy ending. He's bringing the happy ending. First of all, he said, what we were talking about has no end. Means don't think that we finished about it. I just opened the subject over there. We have to talk about it a lot. But let's go back to our story. In our story, the Prophet showed the fellow that feeling, which we say belief, which is not belief, which is feeling comfortable. That's what faith is. Iman in Arabic means to feel amn.
Safe.
Means to feel safe. Of what? Putting aside the fear of animal. Because animal is living with the fear. Putting that aside. Prophet presented this, and this fellow, now he gets it. Yes?
He became a true believer. Mustafa said to him, be my guest tonight also. By God, said he, I am thy guest unto everlasting. Wheresoever I be, to whatsoever place I go, I am made living by thee and liberated by thee, and am thy doorkeeper at thy table in this world and in the next. Whoever chooses any but this choice table, in the end his gullet will be torn by the bone.
Okay. Now the answer is very lovely, very cute. About what? About this stuff. First of all, we know what's going to happen because we read the story, right? he will be kept tonight and he will not eat a lot. He will eat normal. Why? Because he's transformed. Because of the shame he found and he came and saw that the Prophet is clingy. Now he is transformed. This transformed fellow should be tested. There is always the test. The Prophet made him good. Now he's testing it. He said, okay, how about staying here tonight? What is the answer? Now look at the fellow. This fellow was looking at moment, right? Do you remember when he was eating everything? He didn't even look around to see that the others, they don't have anything to eat. When he went to his bed, he was thinking about himself. Even when he shamefully ran away, do you remember when he realized that, that little stuff, what happened to that? He came back. This is what he was. So he was looking at now, life, like every animal. Here, suddenly he started to say, first of all, oh, I'm your guest always. Because you gave me something that I'm using it always. So I'm always your guest. Because you brought me back, you made me alive, and you made me realize that there are two universes. One is the animal universe, one is that cultural, spiritual universe. And when I know both of them, my preference is very obvious. Because whoever will experience this and doesn't choose this, he is dead. Yes.
Whosoever goes to the table with any but thee, know that the devil shares his cup.
Now here the word is not devil. It's div. I don't know how you say it in English. And div is a Persian word, old Persian word. It means opposite of human being. There is this animal who has the horn and it's a huge, enormous one, powerful and stupid. He will do everything upside down. That's to explain the devilish existence somehow. It's complicated. The word normally is Dio, is the God. But the God was in India. The Iranian didn't like it, so they borrowed the word but used it for opposite, the negative stuff. So here is div, means opposite of the human being. Means what? Means that whoever doesn't choose the better situation that the Prophet is presenting to you, this fellow is the neighbor of someone upside down. That's why he is upside down. He is negative. Yes.
Whosoever goes to the table with any but thee, know